fuck, how do I even start one of these things? I don't know. Doing a bunch of questions for fun. I am now, I think about of a quarter of a bottle of wine left, so this is gonna be fun. And holy fuck, there's 50 questions? Oh god, I'm gonna be here forever. All right, here we go. Does anyone in this community know your real name and identity? Yes. Do you have a crush on a member of this community? Yes. Who would you have sex with if you were given total consent? I don't understand this question. Does this have to be somebody I actually know, or can this be a celebrity? Because if it's a celebrity, the list is very long. Actually, if it's people I know, the list is very long. The list is very long. We're just gonna say the list is very long. If the answer is yes. Have you given or received anal in real life? Yes. Again, to both. What is my favorite tag? What is my favorite tag? I feel like I need to like go in to see what I've saved to know the answer to this. I don't actually know. Do you know? You're not gonna answer me. Okay, cool. You don't know? I don't know either. Let's see. All I have saved are scripts. I'm really boring. Oh, no. I'm gonna have to say, I don't know. I guess I'm really boring. I just really like Ramble Faps. That's all I have saved. I'm super boring. I don't have anything interesting saved. Oh, to perform? Oh, I just assumed it was to listen to. My favorite to perform? Bullies to Lovers. It is. I can't even lie. That's my favorite to perform. Why? I'm a what now? There's a short form for that? You know, I'm not gonna be able to post this. Nobody else can hear you. I should have made it so that they can hear you too. Oh well. I don't even know how to do that. Do you know how to do that? It's fine. I'll just add a little tidbit here. For anybody who's listening who's not you, I've got one person talking to me on Discord while I do this because I'm drunk and I need company. Where did I leave off? Oh, the next question. Is there a tag you really want to try writing or recording? No, I've done all the ones I really want to try. I just want to do more of them. Right? The thing I was most hesitant about was Monster Girl stuff. And then I did it and I really liked it. So I know, now it's like my favorite thing to do. Well, my second favorite thing to do. But I mean, really, aren't Monster Girl scripts just a different form of Bullies to Lovers? If you think about it. I think they are. All right. Are you a member of the Mile High Club? No, I am not. Despite the number of times I've flown, I am not a member of the Mile High Club, regrettably. Have you ever fucked in a car? Yes. Do you gravitate to rougher audios or more vanilla content? I'm gonna go with probably vanilla. The stuff I record isn't rough, is it? The stuff I listen to isn't rough. I'm gonna go with vanilla. I feel like vanilla's the right answer here. Does anyone in your real life know that you write or record here? Yes, a lot of people do because I'm terrible at keeping secrets. What is your favorite ice cream flavor? Cookie dough. Always cookie dough. Do you pronounce aunt as aunt or aunt? Oh, well, I guess that answers that question. Aunt. Who says aunt? I'm not British. Name your favorite video game, if any. Super Smash Bros. Melee, hands down. Can you juggle three balls for 1 minute? Is this like, oh, this is like literally three balls. No, I can't do that. What is your single best talent? Being able to sleep anywhere at any time. That's my secret special skill. Like, seriously, I can sleep in really weird places at any time. I'm basically narcoleptic, but without the diagnosis. What direction are you facing right now? What direction am I? East. I'm facing east. I don't know why that's a question. That's weird. If I threw a. What? If you threw a brick to your left, what would be damaged? Ah! My microphone! That would be horrendous. I guess my microphone should be in front of me, but I've got a new setup, so don't judge. What is my alcoholic drink of choice? Do you know what it is? That's to you, my one listener. Do you know what the answer is? I'm ashamed of you. The answer is gin. I'm drinking wine right now, but that's just because I planned on having one glass of wine with dinner, because that's like an appropriate amount of wine to have on a Tuesday. And then suddenly the whole bottle fell into my glass, and I don't know how it happened. Maybe I should have started with gin. Who knows? Can you or do you drink alcohol straight? For example, whiskey, vodka, cognac, or rum with nothing else added? I can. I don't often because my drink of choice is gin and I drink it with soda. So, I mean, I can. It's just not my number one, you know? Not vodka, though. I don't drink vodka straight. Who does that? It tastes like nail polish remover. Don't do that. Have you ever had drunken sex? Obviously. If so, how did it go? I'm pretty sure it went great. Favorite sex position? I'm gonna have to be super boring on this one because I'm pretty sure my favorite sex position is missionary, but there's a reason for it. Okay, well, it's super common if it's not boring. But the reason for it is the angle's just right to hit my G spot. And I mean, I don't care what position it is. If that's what's happening, it's great. What was my least favorite? What is my least favorite? I don't know. Reverse cowgirl. I hate that one. Too much coordination. I'm not good at it. Sorry, I'm ruining fantasies all over the place, but it's the truth. Are you currently a dom, sub, or switch? I'm a switch. But usually more subby in real life, depending on how old my partner is, I've learned. If they are my age or older, I am definitely a subby little bitch. But if they're younger than me, I'm definitely more dominant. Like, I don't think I could be subby to a younger person. I mean, maybe under the right circumstances, if you know what I mean. One moment, need to pause for a second to refill my glass of not gin. I don't know if the sound picked that up, but my wine glass is very full now. Oh, I lost my spot. Oh, do you listen to audios opposite from your own sexual preference? What? Do I listen to audios opposite from my own sexual presence? No. God, no. Do people do that? I mean, no judgment. I'm just surprised, that's all. No, absolutely not. No, I cannot. In fact, I've tried just so I could like get better at what I'm doing, but I can't get through them. I cannot. Have you had a same-sex erotic experience in real life? Yes, I have. That's how I know I'm 100% straight. I did not knock it until I tried it. Do you believe that highly sexual people have a better understanding of human anatomy than the general public? My answer is going to be super biased because I think I am one of those highly sexual people, and I'm going to go with yes. Like, I don't know, I just, it makes more sense because highly sexual people have to know more about theirs and their partner's bodies in the first place, right? I think it just comes with the territory. It just happens whether you mean to or not. Ha 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 ha. Hilarious. What brought you to this community? Okay, so this is, I don't know. I get asked this a lot, actually. Pretty much from anybody and everybody, whether they're people messaging me on Reddit, people who accidentally find out about what I'm doing in real life, which is a lot of people. So many people know what I do. What brought me to this community? So I'm gonna go on like a little tangent here. You've already heard this, but whatever. You're just along for the ride here. my whole, I guess, sexual life, the whole time I'd be consuming porn, etc. I never actually really watched it. I found things that had a lot of sound in them and I would listen to them, and it was the sound that really did it for me. It didn't really matter what I was seeing as long as the sound was good. And I didn't actually discover this community until just about almost a year ago, and I was talking to some hot young thing I had seen on Reddit, and he was asking me, you know, what gets you going? What's super exciting? And I explained to him, like, I don't know, it's super weird, but here it is. And he was like, oh, you should definitely check out GWA. It sounds right up your alley. And so I did. And I'm like, holy shit. Honest to God, I don't think I've ever masturbated so much in a week in my entire life. Like, I fell down a rabbit hole as soon as I found this place. And, I mean, I listened and I lurked for about a month or so. And then I thought, you know, this doesn't look that hard. I bet you I could do this. So I did. And it's been going well. So no regrets. Yeah, that answers that question, right? What keeps you here? Oh, it's fun. It's fun. I've made some pretty good friends. People who give me honest feedback is that's really appreciated. I've made a little bit of money at it, which was kind of a happy accident. That's not what I intended, but I mean, who's gonna say no to that, right? But no, I really, it sounds so silly. This is the way I de-stress. Today I had a really stressful day and I thought I need to do something to calm down after work before I go about my regular things. Because nobody's going to want to talk to me if I'm super stressed out and cunty. So I need to do something to de-stress. And I started working on audios. So, I mean, I guess that keeps me here, right? That makes sense. If a laid-back family member ever found your account and heard your audios, how would you describe why you do it? God, I cannot even imagine a family member finding my shit, but I guess it's entirely possible. And I'll just imagine the most laid-back person in my family that I can. And my answer would be, it's fun and I'm not hurting anybody, so there's no problem with it. And also, I'd be incredibly embarrassed, probably. I mean, a lot of my friends know what I do, but nobody in my family knows what I do. I feel like that's different, you know? Can you whistle a tune? If so, please whistle a tune. I don't know. I'm feeling really put on the spot right now. I think I can whistle a little bit. Let me think about it. Don't say anything for a second so I can think if I can whistle. What's a tune? Why am I blanking on every tune ever right now? Let me think. What's that No, don't whistle. You're gonna. No, you're throwing me off. You're throwing me off. You're throwing me off. Oh, I can whistle. See? I can whistle. It's the tune from The Breakfast Club. It counts. It's about the only thing I can whistle, though. Can I use chopsticks? Yes. Do you say soda, pop, coke, or another word to describe a soft drink? So I say soda, much to the chagrin of many of my colleagues. They don't like it. In fact, a good friend of mine who I have known since I was like 9 years old, and this used to be a regular debate between us because if you don't know, I do live in Canada. I am transplanted. I am not from Canada, but my good friend is Canadian and he stands by the fact that the word is pop. The word is pop. It is not soda. It is not soda pop. It is pop. And that word just sounds so foreign in my mouth. I hate it. I hate it so much. So when we were kids, we decided that we'd have to make a compromise. That if it wasn't soda or pop, it would be spop. That was 20 years ago, and we still call it spop when we're in each other's presence. What was the last concert you attended pre-pandemic? That is a good question. I think the last concert I attended was, and this is gonna sound like it was like 15 years ago, and I swear it wasn't. It was like 2 years ago, maybe. And it was Evanescence with Lindsey Stirling. And that's when I fell in love with Lindsey Stirling. I had seen her on America's Got Talent like a million years before, but I totally forgot she existed until I saw her in person. And she like totally blew me away. I think that's the last concert I saw. Either that or it was when my good buddy Tom was supposed to take me to see the Distillers, who were opening for some shitty band. Queens of the Stone Age. Don't hate me. I don't like Queens of the Stone Age. But he forgot to pick me up and I missed everything except for the very last song of the Distillers. And then I still had to stay for Queens of the Stone Age. Which, I mean, I totally got derailed because you said that and I forgot. I lost my train of thought. Right. Tom sucks. I'm kidding. I love Tom. He's my bestie. Have you ever punched another person hard in the face? Yes, I have, because I'm an asshole. Don't recommend it. It's not super. But yes, I have. Have you ever kicked a man in the balls? Yes. Numerous times, yes. Many men. I'm a horrible person. Did I mention I really like doing bullies to lovers audios? I think it might be because I was a bully. Maybe. Who knows? Do you vote in your country? Why or why not? I mean, technically I live in Canada, but I'm not legally allowed to vote here, so I don't vote here. I do vote in the country I'm allowed to vote in, and a lot of people have opinions on that. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, yes or no? Yes, but only with a tall glass of milk and the crusts cut off. I rip the crusts off, I don't cut them off. I just eat them first. Broccoli, yes or no? Yeah, broccoli's great. Butter or margarine? Butter! Who actually eats margarine? If you're not from the 70s, don't eat margarine. What even is margarine? Nobody even knows what it is. Butter is better. Get your Paula Deen fix and have some butter. Don't fucking eat margarine. I feel bad for you if you eat margarine. Vegetarian, vegan, or carnivore? Do not explain. Why is omnivore not on the list? Okay, I'm gonna add my own omnivore. Favorite cartoon as a child? Ooh, this one's a toughie. Oh, well, as I look around my little desk space, I realize that the answer is actually a little bit more obvious than I thought. I think it has to be Sailor Moon, because I'm surrounded by Sailor Moon items. So, Sailor Moon's probably my favorite cartoon as a child. But, I mean, there's a lot of other ones. Like, I remember Mummies Alive was really good. Gargoyles was fantastic. Daria was awesome. Although I guess that was when I was like a preteen. Does that count as being a child? I think it does. Yeah, I don't know. I guess the answer is Sailor Moon. But I mean, there's some pretty good runner-ups. Are they? I don't think... Okay, so the person who's talking to me, who nobody else can hear, says that everything other than Sailor Moon is super niche. I think the real answer here is they're not super niche, you're just super young. Yeah, you're into older stuff, all right. Let's see. Do you think cheaters will always lean towards cheating? No, I don't think so. That might be controversial. I don't know. I feel like it might be controversial. But I have severe opinions on that. And I'm going to have another sip of wine because of it. Let's see, do I go down a rabbit hole and explain my train of thought, or do I just leave it as yes? I mean, no. Do you think cheaters will always be cheating? No, they do not lean towards cheating. Can confirm, will answer more questions if asked. That's it. What is your favorite part of sex? Come. Straight up. I don't mean coming. My favorite part of sex is cum. I might have a thing. That's just, I don't know. How raunchy am I supposed to get in this? I mean, I guess it is GWA. I can get pretty raunchy, right? I think my favorite part of sex, like, I don't know how many people know that would listen to this know that I'm technically a swinger. I do have sex with multiple people that aren't necessarily my husband, although he's fantastic. My favorite thing about sex is being, like, filled up with cum. It's my favorite thing, and I don't get that outside of my husband. So I guess that means that's the best. But yeah, that's my favorite part about sex. Is that weird? I don't know. I wonder what the normal answer to that is. To like the middle ground. I mean, obviously coming is great. I mean, nobody's gonna say, well, I hate coming. Like, nobody says that. Obviously, I love coming. I guess it depends on also who I'm having sex with, because there's different perks depending on who it is, right? So, like, if I'm having sex with my husband, like, I love being filled up. But if I'm... I don't know. Should I go down this rabbit hole? If I'm having sex with somebody who might be a little less experienced... which is kind of my thing. I really like them feeling like they've accomplished something when they've realized they've made me come several times. I like that a lot. I think I get off on it a little bit, to be completely honest. But I don't know. I think it depends on who I'm having sex with. But sex is great. Doesn't really matter. Sex is great. The whole thing is fantastic. Performers, use one word to describe how you feel doing sexy mouth sounds. One word. Cold. I'll just let you think on that one. Writers. Oh, I don't write things, so this question is exempt from me. Vagina eaters, also exempt from me. I don't eat pussy. Cocksuckers. Oh, that's me. What is your best technique for driving a man crazy? Oh, I feel like I'm at an interview for Cosmo. My best technique for driving a man crazy, fucking enjoy it. That's number one. If you're having fun, he's having fun. Everybody's having fun. Do you currently have a stuffed animal or action figure? If yes, mention one item and why you like it. I have both. I guess I'll talk about the one that's sitting on my computer right now. I have a Sailor Moon figure art because I'm a nerd. And she is currently posed, perching on top of my monitors, like she's on top of a building, with her crystal moon stick, looking at me judgingly as I drink my last glass of wine for the evening. It is the last one. The bottle's empty. Think of all the most important and famous landmarks of the world. Which one would you want to fuck someone on? That's a tough one, and honestly, this isn't the first time I've thought about this. My husband and I did joke that we did want to fuck in Disney World, like up against the castle. But we also didn't want a lifetime ban from Disney World. So, I mean, there's things to consider, you know? You need to consider these things when you make this kind of decision. I don't know. I feel like Cinderella's castle is kind of a landmark. Honestly, okay, this is gonna make me sound like such a big dork. Like, if we're being completely honest, and I'm not just trying to get a laugh out of everybody here, like, if I could think of a landmark I'd totally love to fuck at, okay, I can hear the judgment from everybody already, but I'm just gonna say it, because why the fuck not, right? The Grand Canyon. Not gonna lie. I feel like that'd be a good time. I mean, I already like fucking outside, so check mark there. Big fan of the desert, check mark there. And I bet you the night sky is beautiful. So I feel like it'd be a good time. Now, that is the 50 questions lined up by our good friend Dante. I did have another one. Actually, I think I had a couple. Oh, I'm so disorganized. Okay, so somebody asked me I have an anonymous feedback form, and somebody asked me a question in my anonymous feedback form, which I can't answer because it's anonymous. So I'm going to answer it here, and whoever put it in, hopefully you're listening. If not, oh well, I'm wasting everybody's time. The question was, so again, in case nobody knows, I'm a swinger. I sleep with people who aren't my husband. The question is, how do you deal with your great urge to see him again, being the guy that I went on a date with, versus not taking a chance with becoming emotionally involved? I think it's a super good question to ask, but it's a super easy answer. There's two things I'd like to point out. The first thing is I'm married, very happily so. I have no problems with my husband. I mean, outside of normal problems people have with living with each other, but I'm quite happy in my marriage, so I wouldn't sacrifice that for the world. The second thing is, the guy that I went on a date with is also in a relationship and feels the exact same way about his girl. So I don't feel any ways about any emotional attachment outside of sex things and, you know, the occasional Star Trek joke. So it's not something I'm overly concerned about. If there was a question of emotions with somebody I've met in real life, I would probably end up terminating that because it's not worth the risk to my marriage. So that answers that question, hopefully, I think. I did have another question and I've completely forgotten what it was, and I should have written it down before I started doing this, but, well, I'm a little disorganized. What can I say? Let me see if I can find it. Ah, here it is. I found it. I'm super organized. Do you find female for male audios acted by other women a turn on? Which was kind of asked earlier in the questionnaire. No, I do not. I have a really hard time listening to them at all, let alone finding them arousing. I don't know what it is. I'm sorry. I'm sure all these women are super talented, but I'm really picky about the voices I listen to. I can't even listen to podcasts. I can't listen to audiobooks. I'm really sound sensitive and picky. So I'm sure they're all wonderfully talented ladies. I've done a couple of collaborations with some, but outside of those, I did listen to the collaborations. Obviously, I'm going to listen, but I don't find them a turn on. And I think that covers it. Unless my lovely listener has any questions while I'm drinking a glass of wine. Well, you can't send it to my... It's going to take me forever to read my... Why are you sending it to my anonymous feedback and then telling me you sent it to my anonymous feedback? The question I just received anonymously: is there anyone in particular you think of while recording? And the answer is absolutely. It's not even a question. Am I going to tell you who it is? Not a chance. But I can tell you, most of my audios, they're a little bit involved, because, I mean, I gotta think of something to get to that, you know, exciting moment. No other questions from the Discord audience? Surprisingly, I still have some wine left. I'm impressed. I do get a lot of questions about the swinging thing. And a lot of hate, actually. Kind of a lot of hate in my anonymous feedback form about the swinging thing. Which I don't really understand. I'm not hurting anybody. Why you gotta hate on me, you know? Anyway. That's that. I've rambled on for far too long. So, holy shit, this has been over a half an hour long. Who's gonna listen to this? Okay, if you've made it this far, I'm real impressed. I think I'm gonna finish my glass of wine and have an excellent night.